Gozo Maria.
Ne kadar memur cebinde, tabi çünkü akıllı bir nesil ya çay mı çay çalı ya da cevres. Yine kadar çünkü yavan yavan cebinde tanıyor kadar mı, şimdi çamurlaya mı, dese çoğuyor mu, neyse, de diğer de yanca çıkıyor. Bunlar da dese pek domenli sanatçı olsun.
Actually, we already completed this class, sort of completed in this class. We had a last session on this class before I left for India, and we had to rush in, you know, to complete it, so didn't have much time to explain it in more detail. And so this time, since we have a little bit of time, I thought it would be maybe better, you know, to go through this topic, you know, which is the last class of the school, you know, of this, you know, the Prasangika Madhyamika school. And so I thought it would be helpful, you know, if we go through that again one more time. And so now, you know, we are born as human being. And we have this intelligence or mind, you know, to be able to think for ourselves and for others. You know, that is very, you know, good quality that we have as a human being. And and even though that, you know, the life that we have is very short, you know, we can use this body and the mind, you know, of the human being that we have, you know, for a great purpose. And so how can we use this body and the mind of the human being that we have now, you know, in a meaningful way, you know, is by by making it to do some kind of practice so that one will not have to experience sufferings in the future. So what can we do in order to eliminate the sufferings, or in order not to experience suffering in the future, you know, is to identify or to find out the causes of the suffering. So find out what causes the suffering, you know, and then try to eliminate those causes. And actually, it is only on the human basis, or only a human being who is able to think what is good, what is bad, what are the causes of suffering, what are the causes of happiness. You know, only a human being can do that, and other beings like animals are not capable of doing that. So because human beings, you know, as a human being, you know, we have this potential or the capability, you know, to think, you know, therefore we are able to invent or create so many things like houses, the food, cars, the vehicles and so forth, you know, and because through that we have eliminated so much you know, problems or sufferings in our life.
And
And the animals in the forest, you know, they cannot think like we do, you know, as a human being. And and so because they are not able to think, therefore they are not able to, you know, like create or prepare to have a house to live in, or clothes to wear, food to eat, and so forth. And so so you can imagine, like during those 2 days, you know, when we had a lot of snow, they must have gone through so much of sufferings, you know, of not having food to eat, you know, not having a house to live in, and so forth. So in those 2 days, you know, when we had a continuous snowfall, at that time, of course, you know, we had some problems, but you know, it was not a big problem for the human beings. But those animals, you know, definitely had a lot of problems of not, you know, finding food and so forth. So what makes the difference, you know, as an animal having to go through so much problems and human being not having to go through much problem, is because of having that mind which is able to think or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as we know how to think, you know, so we should use this thinking in a proper way, because as we all know that that our body and mind, you know, without long time, you know, it will pass, and I mean, it will separate. These two will separate, you know, and like when we die, you know, our body and mind will separate.
Mm-hmm.
And soon after we die, in the second moment, you know, where we're going to go from there, you know. So we have to prepare from now, you know, to have a proper, a good place to go in the future. So as we believe, you know, in the next life and the lower realms and the upper realms, so we have to make sure, or we have to prepare, that soon after we die, we will not fall into the lower realms. So thinking and preparing, you know, to not fall into the lower realm, you know, is very important. And so what should we do in order to not fall into the lower realm soon after we die, you know, is we should abandon creating negative karmas or negative actions. And we shouldn't think, you know, that important to abandon or purify negativities, but I don't have any negative karmas. You know, we shouldn't think like that, because I know we have created so many negative karmas in this life, and you know, of course, you know, so much negative karmas in our previous lives. You know, so there is definitely so much or so many negative karmas, you know, we have to purify. And so, you know, from the time we were born until now, how many times we got angry? You know, how many times we were attached, you know,